You're listening to This Is How We See It with your host, Eric Lee, the show where we say it like we see it.
Thanks for tuning into the show. Welcome to it. My name is Eric Lee, and in the studio with me is Miss Ronnie V.
What's that?
And Miss C is back.
Okay.
You've been on kind of regularly, Miss C.
Yes, I have.
I don't know what that was. Got a lot to talk about today. The View. Anybody watch The View? I love The View.
Yeah.
When I can catch. I know you're working. You're working.
Yeah, every blue moon.
And I'm working too, but I watch it.
Yeah, okay. Working beside me, looking at The View. Sunny, who is the Latina host, you know who the Latina host is with mm-hmm. the long hair. She said, very interesting, that she went to her son's school for a parent teacher conference. And she said that, you know, she had the little tinkle, you know. And so she said she excused herself and went into the girls' bathroom. When she turned the corner to go into the girls' bathroom, she saw a basket of condoms. And she said that it freaked her out.
What,
she
great.
Said that she was, it was a high school, that she was horrified at the fact of seeing condoms in the girls' bathroom. And so I got to thinking, and I was like, why? I'm not quite sure why you would be horrified if you saw condoms in the bathroom. She said that, well, it would have been great if they would have told us. Like, okay. I don't get it.
I think she's looking at it like they're giving consent for the teenagers to have sex, but be safe. But you know what? Like service stations and stuff like that, mm-hmm. the bathrooms you go into,
I know.
They have condoms.
I know, because people have sex at service station stops. So that's
not,
why
what?
They
say,
oh, absolutely. Yes, they do. Y'all have lost your minds. Service station stops are known to be hookup spots.
Yeah, a long time ago for the hookers and the truck drivers.
And now too.
Talking about truck stops or service station stops?
Like truck stops, like service station,
because that's what usually happens. That's where the prostitutes are, but they come in to
get what I
mean. The big money from the truck driver.
That's what
okay,
I mean.
Okay, well, that's different, and that's been a long time ago.
Yeah, but you brought that up. You said that truck stops do. I didn't bring that up. You did.
Yeah, a long time ago, though.
They still do.
Yeah, when they supposed to have stopped.
They still do stock them in some of the service stations' bathrooms. And she was saying that, you know, I don't think I would be horrified at that. Like, look, everybody knows what goes on with teenagers now. You know, people, I understand what we want our teenagers to live like and what we want them to do. But that's not necessarily what they do. Mm-mm. And so I think that having the condoms there, maybe somebody might pick them up. They're having sex anyway. So they might as well to be safe about it. I do think it's a little bit weird for it to be in the girls' bathroom. I would have thought in the boys.
But you know what? The girls... It might be. She's a woman. She went in the women's bathroom.
Yeah, that's what she said. She said she didn't know whether or not it was in the boys or not.
In these classes and stuff that they're having, because, you know, they're having these classes in elementary school, not starting at middle school. But my daughter had it in fifth grade. And they want to tell girls to have their own protection as well.
Right.
Don't sit here and just, you know, take the word of a guy and say, hey, I got my, you know, I have protection or whatever. You know, they could have done something too. At least you know nothing is wrong with the ones that you are carrying to protect your body.
And that's what Whoopi and the other ladies were saying. They were saying, look, I understand you might be shocked because, you know, they didn't have that when we were in school.
And it's your daughter.
No, it was her son.
Oh, her son. Okay.
But Whoopi said, you know, you gotta, what Dr. Phil, who was also on the show, said was that he he would have liked to have seen the school send something to the parents to say, we're going to be now stocking our bathrooms.
And they probably did.
The lady said they didn't.
Because my daughter don't bring home all consent forms. I don't find out stuff till I get emails or when I come to a teacher-parent meeting just, you know, randomly and find out all these things that supposed to have been sent home to me and signed and I supposed to be aware of, you know.
I mean, okay, and if they had sent her papers stating that, you know, we're going to start stocking the bathroom with condom, okay, you don't approve of what your daughter's not going to use the bathroom?
No, what she's saying is she thinks that they should have sent something home to the parents first is what she's saying. But I don't see them sending that to the parents either.
I don't see where that was necessary. I don't see where that should take up paper saying that this is what they're going to do. Now, if it was something else, you know, something pertaining to the child's education or something. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
You know.
Right. Yeah. And what Dr. Field said was he would have liked to have seen them send a letter home to the parents so that the parents could sit down and talk to the teenager. And say, look, I understand what's happening in school. Now let me now tell you, you know, let's talk about, you know.
Yeah, I think a talk, is way before high school.
Well, that's what I was about to say. You should have really already have talked to your child before they get to high school about this.
Well, bringing up my kids.
I was the only one who was very open with you. The other ones wasn't.
When
tell the truth,
I'm talking about as far as telling, you know, this is about, you know, sex and stuff like that. A lot of people say, well, what is the age when they can ask you something, you know, where babies come from or why he got this and why mine looked like this and stuff. If they can ask you, I don't care if they 5 or 6 years old. If they can ask, I think you need to tell them the truth. I do, because if they're going to ask you and they're not going to get an answer from you, they're going to ask somebody else and it might not be the right answer.
I don't think a 5-year-old is ready to be talking about the birds and the bees. I mean, how would they? I don't think they know.
No, well, children are born knowing things now.
See a baby, you know, like a baby boy.
Right.
Getting that pamper change.
Yeah.
And they may say, well, what's that?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Something is innocent that not going into the actual act of sex.
Yeah.
But I'm whatever. If they ask me and they're big enough to ask and I feel like they can understand, if they 5, 6 years old, if they can
So you
ask,
would tell them about
explaining.
Right.
Body
you
parts.
Would talk to them about, you know, intercourse and all of that. I didn't say that. But that's what we're saying.
I say if they're big enough to ask whatever question that it is that they ask, what is that? Why is that don't look like mine?
You mean,
they're big enough to ask, I'm going to tell them the truth on what they asked me.
They
I didn't
asked.
Say volunteer
right.
no
well,
information.
Well, that's what we thought you were saying. I thought you were saying you're going to have the talk with a 5-year-old.
No, come on.
And we must have never asked questions because I never remember the talk.
You had 2 older sisters.
What that mean?
Older sisters. And I'm sure that you didn't ask me anything.
I didn't ask them anyway because they didn't want me to hang with them. You forced them. Let me tell you. You forced them.
Let's stay on the subject. Let's talk about
adolescents and stuff and small kids. I was forced to go with them because I was the baby.
Okay.
And they didn't want me to.
Okay.
So they had like some animosity towards me.
And why were you forced to go with them?
I mean, like, my mom had 3 girls.
Yeah.
Like, so if they're going somewhere, why I got to sit in that? Especially if I say, hey, can I? Well, they walk into the store. So they walk into the store. Well, can I go? I want to go to the store too. So why should I be banned and I got to sit in the house when my 2 older sisters are going to the store? Can I walk to the store with y'all too?
But here's the issue that
I have.
See,
he was the older sibling. So
no, I wasn't the older sibling.
But you was middle, and you didn't want to take your little brother away either.
This is the problem that I have with that. You were not your 2 sisters' child. Your 2 sisters were not responsible for you.
So
see,
I couldn't walk to the store.
I'm not saying that you couldn't.
They weren't responsible for each other.
I'm not saying they weren't. They aren't. They weren't.
Okay.
They weren't. That's the problem that I have when parents make the older sibling like watch the child. You know what
different.
I'm saying? No, it's not. You sent your younger daughter.
Like
you sent your younger daughter to be watched by her older two sisters.
No.
That's what V said.
I didn't say babysit.
You didn't have to babysit me. Like, if they go to their friend's house that had a sister or whatever the same age as me.
You.
Right.
Why can't I go?
Were you friends with the little sister?
Yes, we all had the same friends.
Oh, but then that's different.
But I mean, that's I'm saying. They just didn't want me to go, period, because I was snitching. Well,
that's it. You were annoying. That's what it was.
But you know why? But you know why I used to snitch? Because...
Oh, do tell why you
used
to snitch.
Yes, I did. Because of the way they treated me. They used to let their friends pick on me. The only person that didn't let... Yes, they did. The only person that didn't let nobody pick on me was my middle sister. But my older sister, you know how, like, they hang around older boys and stuff, and, ooh, what's she... you got that baby with you and stuff. My middle sister didn't let nobody pick on me, but my older sister was like, we wasn't kin.
Well, she had always been like that.
And I'm
that.
Like, you how would you that. Let somebody talk about me? But let somebody talk about them. I don't care if I was two. Mm-hmm. I'm picking up something on bush upside your head. But, you know, I don't think
she's just playing. I didn't have any violent children.
Lies.
Yes, we are, and we still are.
Lies.
And I don't think, like, forcing a smaller child to go with a... older sibling, like to the store or something like that. I think it's just teaching them that, hey, you are all you each other got. Like if something was to happen to our mother, she should feel comfortable enough once they got of age or whatever to know that we would stick together. A lot of small kids that are in different age ranges, you don't know how many brothers and sisters actually hate each other. And I think it comes from within the household and how the parents allowed them to just have this animosity and hate towards them instead of saying, hey, look, It's just y'all three. You know, when everybody else is gone, y'all got each other. Y'all got to have each other back. Like, having those type of conversations. I don't think it was forcing them to be, like, adults and babysitting me, but forcing them, like my son and daughter are 6 years apart. And I tell him, like, the mean things he say and do to her, like...
But isn't that sibling, though? Isn't that sibling rivalry?
But to a certain extent. You still have to let... Like, he's 18 now, and she's 12.
Yes.
Yeah, and I had to have a conversation, like... You know, single parents,
a boy and girl.
But yeah, that's what, well,
but listen, I had to let him understand where I was coming from and how his sister looked at things. Single parent, no father figure.
Yeah.
Like, she looks up to you.
Yeah.
So when she gets older, like, you calling her, like, butt face and stuff like that, or and, you know, like, mean things, she think that this is the way a guy's supposed to talk to her because she's looking up to you.
True.
So how would you feel, like, once she gets to the dating age and these guys are talking, you know, reckless and stuff like that, and only because she think from
that's
looking at
norm.
You,
yeah.
This is how a guy's supposed, this is how they supposed to talk to me. But you got to dig deep like that, because he didn't look at it like that, because I'd be like, you'll be ready to smack somebody if somebody mistreated your sister.
I don't know if I agree with that with a brother and sister.
It's only them two.
I know.
If it was a big range of kids, that'd be something different, but brother and sister, you're the oldest, and I need to know that you'll have her back.
Sure, yeah.
So that's the understanding I'm trying to get with him. I understand.
I think he would.
How many times have you sent treats and goodies and money, and it's supposed to be divided?
He's greedy. And you,
he ate it from you. He would eat your stuff.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, going deeper into what I'm really trying to instill in my kids.
Right. You're saying that siblings, maybe older siblings. I see what you're saying.
Not saying make them a homemade babysitter, but if you have a single parent,
but promote
and I got to work
unity,
at night.
Yeah, promote unity within the
and
the
whatever
children.
My job is bringing bread to the table, and it's just us, then it's going to have to be a level of, like, where you going at 10, 11, 12 o'clock at night anyway? Mm-hmm. So you're going to be home with your sister. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't hang in the street, so, mm-hmm. you know, now that's a different level. Some kids do have to learn a certain level of responsibility earlier based on what's going on in the household.
That's true. I don't see nothing wrong with that. Right there is true. Yeah. Because my grandmother raised me and my brother. And my sister, my oldest sister, was raised by our father's mother. And I know that when I was like, I remember washing my own clothes at 9 and 10 years old. I remember fixing my own, like, we would come home from school, and I knew how to make oodles of noodles. Mm. I knew how to, that's why I love oodles of noodles right now.
That's why you shouldn't want anymore. Well, exactly.
I will eat oodles of noodles. I will never tire of, but I only eat the beef kind. Like, I don't like any of the other kinds. I don't really like, I'll eat the chicken.
I like the chicken. I don't like
but
the
I don't
beef.
Really like that. But you're right about.
Based on the household.
Right. I had to, I know that I had to grow up a little bit faster, you know, because of, you know, she was working. She was a grandmother. I mean, she had, her kids were grown, you know, and now all of a sudden here comes a 5-year-old and a newborn. You know, I'm pretty sure that was kind of shocking, you know, to her. And so I do know that. And I do believe that there does need to be some type of
structure
within, you know, especially when you have an older sibling and you have a single in a single parent home.
Exactly.
So I definitely agree with that. So you would say put the condoms in the bathroom.
I would.
And you would say put the condoms in the bathroom.
Yeah, because this generation is that, so that, different.
That's what I mean. Yeah. That's what I mean. And some, and you know, Whoopi and one of the other ones were saying, you know, well, what Whoopi said to her was, okay, well, what if your son came home one day and say, I didn't use them condoms in the bathroom, and here you go.
Yeah.
Now,
congratulations, Grammy.
Now you got a baby. And she was like, oh, yeah, I didn't really think about it like that.
I don't think that was the issue. I think I thought that the issue was she felt like they should have gave her a heads
up.
Well,
that's what she said. But Whippy was like, you wouldn't have anything to say. You know, you
can't
should
control
be
it.
Glad that there are condoms here, because what if your son didn't want, you know, to use one? We're going to take our first break. We will be right back in just a moment. You are listening to This Is How We See It.
Some found the letter you wrote me on the radio, and they told the world just how you felt. It must have fallen out of a hole in your rubber and overcoat. Never said your name, but I knew just who they meant. Whoa.
We are back. Thanks for coming back with us, talking to Ronnie V and Miss C. Ronnie V was in her feelings earlier.
Yes, she was.
She was in her feelings about her sisters not wanting her to be, you know, with them.
Exactly.
And
you don't understand what I went through as a small, because I was a very nice, giving child. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when I was forced to go, even though I did want to go, but I think it was the fact that my mom was like, if she can't go with y'all, y'all ain't going. So here we are, you know, going to the park or something, and they looking at me like, I can't stand her. But I never would have told things if they wouldn't allow their friends to be mean to me.
And what was your purpose of saying if she can't go? What was your, did you think that her being with them would stop them from doing things? Or what was your purpose of sending her with them? Or and saying
just
if
the
she
fact
can't
that
go.
She wanted to go.
Oh,
and there were the two older girls, and I just felt like that they would look after, you know. It, she wasn't where she was needed to be babysitted.
Yeah,
you
I was
know,
like,
but they're
significantly older
four,
than you.
They're four years, but still, their friends had
siblings the same
they,
age as
because
me.
They used to spend the night
well,
with
then,
us.
Well,
and
then
stuff.
Why wasn't it? We're going to see Monica, and she's going to see Carol Ann.
Because
it was
like I
household.
Said, evidently
that's what I'm saying. Like, why wasn't it that way?
Because evidently it was something else that they wanted to.
So you sent her
no,
to
I
be
said.
A spy.
Right,
she set me up from the beginning.
No, I didn't. What
I
was she telling? What did she tell me?
I don't know. She told
I told you a lot. Don't do that. I told a lot of stuff.
Yeah, after you got grown.
No, I just told you the whole story once I got grown. But I told enough stuff to, you know, okay, so y'all go be mean to me. Guess what, Mama?
Wow.
Wow.
Remember when we talked about Chrisette Michele and how she was getting all the flack?
Yeah.
On Facebook about she decided to perform
at
the White House for Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I did some research, and remember when on the inauguration day after, I was saying that, well, where did she perform? Because I thought she was going to perform at during the inauguration, but she actually performed at the Liberty Ball, which is one of the balls after the inauguration.
Yeah, because they had three.
Right. Mm-hmm. And she was paid $250,000, not $750,000. So we don't know where that.
Oh, it's supposed to have been.
They were reporting $750,000, but it was only $250,000.
Well, $250,000 was really good
for
her.
Yeah, but it's far less than $750,000. Yeah. I'm pretty sure she would have wanted $750,000. She said that the reason that she decided to
perform
was that she wanted to be a bridge between the current administration and the black community. So I guess what she was trying to say was, is that I want to show, you know, that we can all work together. Well, as I reported, Spike Lee decided not to work with her on his Netflix film. When she performed, he said, I'm pulling her. I don't want to work with her because, of course, she performed. I don't know if she necessarily supported him.
I doubt if she supported him.
But I guess what people are saying is that.
Who's turning out $250,000? Spike Lee, you better get it over.
Well, see, that's what a lot of people
Spike
are saying.
See, Spike Lee can get the. If some actors, singers could afford not to get that money, you know, but evidently.
Well, she's not broke. Let's
she
not
might not
say
be broke, but
$250,000
is a good little piece of money for about 10 minutes of something,
about 30
of anything.
Minutes, but still, that's still good money. Yeah. Well, Spike Lee, he's doing a remake of She's Gotta Have It for Netflix. Mm. And he was using Chrisette Michele's song, I think if I'm not mistaken, as the theme song for his show.
Oh, really?
She would have got residuals for that.
Yeah.
Well, he said, you know, I'm not working with you anymore. And so her fiance, I didn't know she was engaged to be married, but her fiance took to social media. And here's his message to Spike. At Spike Lee, F you.
Oh, my.
So I guess so much for her being a bridge builder. Because that ain't building no bridges.
The bridge is broke.
that ain't building no bridges when you say stuff like that. And but, you know, again, I say this from the start. Look, if you have a right to do something, then people have a right also to kind of respond to it. So if people saying they're not going to buy your music anymore or whatever.
And if you can afford for them not to do that.
Exactly. Do what you want to do, but other people can do what they want to do as well. Beyonce took to Instagram this week and announced that she is pregnant with twins. Mm-hmm. The B is having another baby. Well,
B is having another B.
I don't know about that. She said in her
Beyonce have a baby. B and
oh,
B.
Okay. I thought you were saying, you know.
B for baby.
That'll be for me.
Yeah. She said in her statement, we would like to share our love and happiness. We've been blessed two times over. Mm-hmm. We are incredibly grateful that our family will be growing by two. Mm-hmm. And we thank all of you for your well wishes.
Yeah, you think she's going fertility?
This probably be the first babies she ever had.
She had blue eyes.
Yeah.
No,
She posted a photo of herself holding her baby bump. It was a kind of a weird photo. She had a long veil on.
Yeah, a bra. There wasn't no bustier.
It was a bustier. Yeah, and right. She was in front of some roses. And it was a weird, I got to say, it was a weird photo.
Illuminati. And some stripper shorts.
You see them shorts? We just talk about the Illuminati.
She got to make sure they protect it.
Y'all just shaming yourself.
Not the Illuminati. I haven't heard that in a long time. Her mother, Tina, took to Instagram also and said, thank God I don't have to keep this secret no more. Congratulations.
I know her throat was burning. Have you seen her husband?
Yeah, you know, he's an actor.
Yeah, he's been acting for a long time. Well, yeah. Everybody deserves
happiness.
They've
been going together for a long time.
He's been acting for a long time.
Yeah,
I mean, he's been acting. Richard Lawson.
But Ciara's not having twins, right?
I don't know what Ciara. I don't follow Ciara. What is she having?
Well,
is
she said babies, but I think she's pregnant. No, she's pregnant now, but I think she was calling her CD the other baby. That's where everybody was having controversy of what she was talking about. She was saying her CD that was coming out was her baby, plus the baby that she's pregnant with.
Oh, she is pregnant.
Yeah, she's pregnant.
Oh, I didn't know. Beyonce looked like she might have been about 5 or 6 months. She's out there.
Well, if she's having twins, she's probably about two.
Well, that's true. Well, two?
Yeah,
you got two babies in there.
Yeah, but 2 months? Are you showing that much of 2 months?
2 months, she look like 4 months.
Yeah, but her stomach is out there.
Yeah, and she's probably about 2 or 3 months.
I'd say four or five.
Four would have been still too small for one.
Four would have been like she's 8 months with two babies.
So I went on Instagram, and I saw the nasty, mean things they were saying about Jay-Z. Like somebody said, and I won't call any names, but somebody said, how is she still letting him impregnate her? I won't say what the person said, but basically, how is she still letting him impregnate her? And I was like, well, first of all, they were trying to say he's hideous. He's ugly. Let me ask the two of y'all. Do y'all think Jay-Z?
Absolutely. Yes, I would have a baby with Jay-Z. Yes, yes.
Okay, but
yes.
You're saying yes because of his bank account. You're saying yes because of his coin. What if he didn't have any coin? What if he were at the Jiffy Lube?
He looked like a camel.
But is that ugly?
It's an ugly camel. It depends on if he still have his same swag, because your clothes and your attitude can change the way somebody look at you. Like, I've dated someone that wasn't that hot looking, but they, certain things they wore and stuff, they was like sexy, like, ooh, okay. But some days you might wear some regular stuff. I'd be like, go back in the house and don't tell nobody that we talking. But
here is what I always say.
That's out of order.
Sexiness doesn't have anything to do with looks.
Nothing at all.
And see, a lot of people don't understand that. Yeah. And just because you were sexy doesn't mean you're good looking. Right. And just because you're good looking doesn't mean you're sexy.
Right. That's right.
So you're saying that you don't think that Jay-Z is hideous.
I don't think that he's.
That's another word. That hideous is.
Yes.
But you've heard a lot of people say that. You've heard a lot of people say that. What is she doing
hideous,
with him?
Hideous looking is the
it's like
is the elephant
like
man.
Goonies.
That's hideous.
Yeah, Goonies. That's hideous.
Okay, what about Flavor Flav?
Woo! I wouldn't care how much money. I'm like the girl with the blazer. no money anywhere. I wouldn't care if nobody ever knew.
So
it.
You think Flavor Flav is hideous?
See, this is the thing. With Flavor Flav, you would have had to, you would have to know him. Like, he may be a good person, fun to be around. Like, I've dated someone that I had
dated around the world.
I've tried to,
a lot of ugly people.
I've tried to broaden my horizon. You know, because I really want to say I'm not a shallow person. I really think, me personally, I think I am. So I really was trying to prove stuff to myself. You know, by going with
who was ugly?
Or dating somebody that I normally would say
to. Who was it?
Huh? It's been several of them, but they were so nice. They treated me nice, you know, and they was nice. You know, when somebody ugly, when you be like,
but they nice.
Look, yeah. What you think? How you think he looked? He got pretty eyes. You know what I'm saying? When you can't say nothing, you got to point out certain stuff about somebody, you know they not that hot.
Well, I dated
somebody. He got straight teeth.
Yeah, I dated somebody in school.
He got a good job.
I dated somebody in school, and the reason why I dated him was because it made me mad the way other girls was looking at him like, ooh,
really?
Shouldn't talk to him and stuff like
so
that.
So you did a can't buy me love thing.
And, yeah, and I talked to him, which we were friends. And, you know, so we did like we were going together and stuff like that. And we even called him Big Nasty. He was big. He was on football team stuff. He was big, but we named him Big Nasty. But after we started dating, so-called dating, because I couldn't date in, you know, was just in school, couldn't date at home and stuff. And after we started dating, all the girls started liking him.
Well, that's what they say. Mm-hmm. They say that all it takes is for one girl to pay attention to a guy, and then now everybody else, you
and
know, all the other
girl.
Girls.
You got to be, you got to put emphasis
right,
on.
Right, not Lulabelle, not Lulabelle with the Coke bottle glasses.
They started liking him and stuff. And then
Respucia can't talk to him, and everybody want him.
After we got out of school and stuff, and it was years and years before I saw him again, like 20, 30 years, he had married one of the prettiest girls in school, and they were still married.
Mm-hmm. He probably got good coins.
And I said, oh, my God.
Did he increase in looks?
Because,
you know, some people grow up and they grow up to look better.
But you know what? He still looked the same way he looked in school, just bigger, but still looked the same way. But he was nice. He was nice in school, had a very pleasant attitude and stuff. He was just big and want that attractive.
Well, let me just say this, and I might go to hell after this. But sometimes ugly people ain't got no choice but to be nice. What else can you do?
And on that note, we will take a break.
Oh my.
We will be right back in just a moment. What?
Some found the letter you wrote me on the radio. And they told the world just how you felt. It must have fallen out of a
We are back. Thanks for coming back with us. I want to talk to Ronnie V a little bit more about her statement before we went to break that ugly people have no choice but to be nice. Please explain.
Okay.
S'il vous plaît.
Sometimes, most of the time, when you meet people that are not physically attractive, let me just put it that way.
Ugly, i.e. ugly.
And, you know, they be like the sweetest people. They be nice. They give you their last, you know. But then when you do meet the ugly people that got nasty attitudes, at that point in life, they just realize that it's over for them. That's the only reason why they convert to just, I don't care. You know, it's like all of them out there.
Now, that's out of order. You think they got a nasty attitude because they found out they're ugly? I don't think
so.
No. They just got tired of.
Who was that on the show that said there are no ugly people? Wasn't that Tanae? Remember when Tanae said there are no ugly people? Lies.
Somebody is pretty to somebody.
And I'll tell you what, it's a real nice looking pretty people got the nastiest attitude, and you don't even look at them as being pretty.
And
you don't say, ooh, they pretty, but they got a nasty attitude. You look at ugly, period.
That is true. That is true.
But you can't say ugly is not look. Ugly is physical.
That's out of order.
Ugly. Now, you know you done pass your point when you just take the L. Ugly is physical.
Congratulations to Pharrell and his wife.
Triplets.
They had triplets.
Yeah, but they won't tell
and
what they
kept
are.
It. But they kept it. How do you keep triplets quiet?
Look, sometimes people want to have private moments in these.
Yes, but she, now, she's not famous, I know, so maybe people didn't know that was.
Somebody he was with.
His wife, I don't know.
I know, I'm saying, who is she?
I don't know. She's not famous. She's nobody famous. Right. So maybe that's how they kept it. People probably saw her, but didn't know that she was Pharrell's wife.
Even Beyonce and them deserve privacy from time to
time. They all deserve
privacy. I understand you get into the limelight, you know what comes with the territory, but if I'm eating a cheese doodle or a cheeseburger and the mayonnaise go down my chin, please let me have that moment. I don't want to see it posted in the magazine.
That moment right there is going to be on the cover of National Enquirer.
And
trust
it'll probably
me.
Be switched all up.
Right. They probably put some doo-doo right there. They'll change it so that it looks like.
Hey.
You know how they do. Okay, here is a story, and Lord forgive me for this. I have to be forgiven for this.
I'm not in on this, y'all.
Hold on. So a friend of mine told me to go to YouTube. There is a video of a guy slapping a dead man in his casket because he owed him money when he was alive. Y'all, I'm telling you, he is standing by the casket and he go, you know how
at
they
church?
Go and view in a church, goes and says, y'all think I will slap this? Mm-mm. You think I will? Took his hand and you heard the slap. And the women start screaming. The women,
why? They felt it.
The women in the family just shocked. I mean, right, shocked. You slapping my son or my brother and he's dead at his funeral. The guy was a gang member. And apparently the dead guy owed him money that I guess he never got.
And died before paying him.
He goes to the funeral and slaps the man in the coffin.
And he needs to be charged with assault.
And videotapes himself. Got his phone
how
out.
How you gonna be charged?
Videotaping.
How you gonna be charged with assault on what?
Assault on a dead man.
He need to be charged. The family.
Yes.
Need to charge him.
Yes. We don't know what happened after that because he.
So they probably scared. If he was bold enough to do that.
He didn't hurt
really,
him.
Really, V? First of all, who does that? I mean, people nowadays are just
he
should have
just
slapped.
That ain't no
people.
More than you going up to the casket and kissing and slobbing and trying to.
Yeah, but kissing shows affection. Kissing shows.
Slap shows affection. It might not be the affection.
The Bible said, hatred. Let the dead bury the dead. It don't? Yes, it does.
Well, maybe
so
you
don't touch. You don't supposed to touch. They are unclean. You don't touch dead people.
Okay. All
right. Well, maybe he should have slapped next to Ken, next to the one up, the runner up or something.
I should have did this to your son, but I'm doing this to you now because
he
owed
me
money.
You owe me. Your debt is, his debt
exactly.
is on you.
I mean, that thing, I'm telling y'all, it was just, I couldn't help it. I just did not believe that he would actually
slap. Could you see the person in the cast?
Yeah, you saw his head. I tell you, the guy is videotaping himself.
That's, oh God! And I don't think that guy could have looked at that.
It's that, peep, and the dead guy face went to the side, and I was just like, this man is brazen to do this, and the women just start screaming like, "Oh my God! I can't believe it! I can't believe it!" Well, so
it sound loud because it wasn't anything in it.
No, there's some live people whose face got slapped and you heard it too. And there was something in it.
So, yeah, but won't nothing in the dead person. Don't they take everything out?
Yeah, your but what about people that's got something in it that that sounds like a slap that's really loud when you slap them? I just found out that they ain't got nothing to do with what's in it. I just found out that two of Tyler Perry's shows, For Better or Worse and Love Thy Neighbor, have been canceled on OWN.
Yeah, but
didn't I tell y'all?
Else,
no, it's not.
That's what.
I didn't hear Shayla that.
Called me yesterday.
I know that Meet the Browns is coming to OWN now. Because Meet the Browns was still on USA.
Uh huh.
So I heard that he canceled both of those shows. And Meet the Browns is coming to OWN.
I told y'all
that when Queen Sugar and Greenleaf came out, what did I tell y'all about Tyler Perry? I said, Tyler Perry going to have to step his game up. I said, because this little mess he got going on up here with the have and the have nots. And I don't even watch that anymore.
Me neither. It's ridiculous.
And I've never watched Love Thy Neighbor. Oh. And I didn't really watch. What is it? What is it? The other one?
Too Close to Home or something.
No, what's the name of the other show?
I'll tell you, that new one he got out is really
good. But that's not on OWN, though. What's the other show about the cop?
I never seen it.
Oh, my God. Not two can play that game. Anyway, the other two, those are going, too. I'm telling you, with Oprah doing this stuff, and these shows are really good shows, I knew Tyler Perry was going to have to step his game up. And if he didn't, the other one's going too. If he don't step it up, they're going too.
You know he got a new play out.
Did you see that whack show of Vivica Fox?
Ugh.
Magic City.
That's terrible. And the way she cussing those guys out. And then,
First of all, who thought of something like that?
Who gave her a show?
Who thought of something? And it's on Lifetime. Which I understand it being on Lifetime. Because Lifetime is
let her keep on. Somebody going to knock them false teeth that's in the front of her mouth out.
Those what?
False teeth.
You think Vivica Fox has false teeth?
Yes.
Why would you think that?
Because Vivica's mouth looks just like Whitney Houston's
mouth. But they're fronts. They're, what do you call them? They're
veneers.
Yeah, they're veneers. They're not false teeth. They just put something over their, however they do veneers is what they do.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
So that's why when she's talking, it looked like she don't have any
I don't teeth. Think Vivica Fox has false teeth. I don't think she has veneer. I think she's got them cleaned and lightened. Mm-mm. But I don't know
those
about her having
same
false teeth.
That was in her mouth coming up earlier.
Yeah, I watched the episode of that. It's just horrible.
Yeah.
Just absolutely horrible. But let's talk about the New Edition movie. Did you
see? That was good.
Come on.
Them kids look just like them.
I don't think them kids look like anybody, really.
Bobby Brown was very, 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 very ugly coming up.
With that little boy that played him.
Good Lord.
No different.
But that was the best biopic.
I didn't know Ricky was on drugs.
I didn't either. I didn't know that either.
Besides Bobby.
Well, we knew Bobby.
Yeah, we knew
Bobby,
but Bobby we didn't know Ricky.
I didn't know Ricky was.
That coke
I know, and done get practically thrown out the house and stuff because he didn't have no money. Ricky Bell got hooked on coke really bad.
That's the one that was on the floor with his.
Yes,
wife.
That's the one that. Yeah, and I thought it was a fantastic movie.
Me too.
It was very well written and very well acted. Some of the things, and I knew that, you know, the story about, you know, they would go on tours and sell out arenas and they would come home to the ghetto.
Yeah.
I just didn't know that it was those many years that
eight,
happened.
Yeah. It was eight.
How in the world, somebody tell me that some parent didn't go to a lawyer or something.
Well, they did.
Nobody wanted to listen to Mike.
After 8 years.
Because they was paying their bills. You know, the whole.
No, they won't, because the mama was saying she didn't have no food. Yeah. One of the mamas was saying that they didn't have no food to eat. How? I just don't understand how that could be possible.
Nobody want to listen to Mike.
Folks, you got to read your contracts. Just don't.
Well,
you know,
those little 11-year-old kids.
That's why you take them to a lawyer.
Yeah, who would think that they were just excited, gave them $300 and
a scooter. That's the $500, and that's the problem. That's what I'm saying.
They ain't getting no RAV4.
We're like TLC. And that's what I'm saying. Come on, people, listen, people. Before you sign anything, if you don't really know what you're signing, take it to a lawyer.
Eric, that was back there then. I don't care.
Yes, they are.
You know all these people that's bankrupt, accountants, yes, and stole all their money,
yes,
and stuff?
They are.
Wrong. Well, folk. I might be due some money.
From what?
You know that thing they were saying that if you got calls from these people, they, but it, last night was the last time.
Yeah, you don't have any proof of that. So you don't have any proof that.
They would probably have my number. They called me. Have the ocean liner people called you and said you won this, these crews and stuff like that?
Yeah, I don't answer the phone.
Nobody has ever called me.
Well, I get them all the time. And the news people were saying if you've got those calls, they call them harassing calls, and they're not legal calls. And that for every call that you got, they would pay you $500.
Yeah, but it didn't tell you who to call.
Yeah,
it didn't tell
what,
you
that, and
how
it
to
was
file
the news
something.
People that was telling you.
Yeah, that I did hear that, but they didn't tell you what to do. Activists here in Wake County are calling for police officers to be removed from public schools. They want the officers removed and replaced with more counselors. They're saying we need more counselors than we do officers. This came after a video surfaced of an officer lifting a female student in the air and dropping her to the floor when he tried to break up a fight. Everybody,
even fighting.
I think she was. She was the one fighting.
No, she won't. Well, she was trying to break up a fight between her sister and somebody else.
They say that police should only be called to a school when there's an emergency, such as a violent situation. But isn't that too late?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Now some of these kids now are like out of control.
And huge.
These high schools are just as big as these teachers. Mm-hmm. I remember the video where the young girl pushed her teacher. That teacher lit her up. And she should have. I remember that teacher lit her. I mean, she beat that girl because the girl hit her.
They charged the teacher, too.
They didn't charge this teacher, not the female black teacher. They didn't charge. No, ma'am. Because this girl hit her first. They didn't charge her. But a lot of parents, I think, not all parents, are sending their kids to school to be raised, you know what I'm saying, by teachers and school officials. And they are not raising their own children at home. That's not the school people's job.
Well, a lot of parents are afraid of their kids. Big bone children.
Some of these kids are looking like grown-ups.
Yes.
They really are.
Yes.
Sheriff Donnie Harrison said that the public school system should have their own police officers because his deputies and Raleigh Police Department officers are trained a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that they are trained for like really bad people and not for children.
Right.
And that makes a lot of sense.
Right.
You get your own police officers in there, get them trained for what you need them trained for. Because if you really think about it, and we had a retired police officer here, and he said they are trained to eliminate the threat.
Right.
So whether it's slamming you on the ground or shooting you, right, that's what they're going to do. So it makes sense that the people that the officers that be in the schools,
are
different.
Right.
They should be trained differently than this. But I don't think there's
one way to train.
I think that police should be in a school, especially in junior high and high school.
Yeah.
We just had, remember the two students that brought the gun to school. You know, they deported those two. They deported them back because they were here illegally.
Really?
So they deported them back. So we definitely need police officers in schools. But I agree with Sheriff Harrison that maybe they should be trained especially for school mm-hmm. and not, you know, to use that kind of blunt force trauma on a kid. But like some of these kids are I mean, they're out of control.
Some of them, you got to get them up off you, and that's about the only way you can get them off you.
Yeah, we're going to take another break. We'll be right back in just a moment.
Some found the letter you wrote me on the radio, and they told the world just how you felt. It must have fallen out of a hole in your upright overcoat. Never said your name, but I knew just who they meant. Whoa.
Thanks for coming back with us, talking to Miss C and Ronnie V. MC Light says that she is in love with a man.
Oh,
with
all
a
these
man,
years.
With a man. Rumors, and we all know about the rumors, mm-hmm. have circulated for years that she was a lesbian, although she never came out and said that.
Right.
Right?
Right.
She says that her boyfriend is a gift from God. Mm. And I just think that what it shows, and I don't know MC Light. You know, people speculate all the time. I've never seen her, you know, compromise with a woman, so yeah. I don't know what her.
Remember she was with Todd Warren, the DJ.
I have no idea.
You remember
who
he
that
had
is.
Her name tattooed. That's who she was dating when MC Light first came out, when Def Comedy Jam and all that was out. Todd Warren was a very well known DJ.
Oh, okay.
And he had MC Light. You remember Martin Lawrence was joking about how in love he was with MC Light, but MC Light didn't want him no more.
Mm-mm. I don't know anything
about
that.
Yeah, that was her first boyfriend.
You know what? I think what it shows is that in spite of, you know, orientation and stuff, that people choose to live the life that they want to live. And I don't think that everybody can be put, you know, in a category. You know what I'm saying? That you should only, you know, be this way, or you should only be that way. And, you know, I think that she probably said, if it's true about her, that she probably said, well, you know what, it's, you know, not for me. Yeah. You know, I'm going this way. You know, I know I might be, you might think I should go that way, but I'm actually going this way because this way makes me happier.
And may find a reason to make her want to go that way and stay that way.
Exactly. Well, she says she's in love.
Well, then you say there's never been any proof.
She was working.
There's never been any proof of her being
No, it's not. Okay, and then Vija said that it was proof that she was with this guy. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if he was a beard or not, you know, but
a who?
You know, well, a beard, you know, somebody for show to say, hey, you know.
Oh, no, they dated for a long
time. Oh, really? Did they?
Yes.
So where did the rumors come from then that she was
after
a lesbian?
Their relationship, she was never with anybody else publicly. Like, no one seen her in a relationship with nobody.
Oh, wow.
Well, she do come off stud-wise.
She does. But, you know, isn't that hip-hop, though? Isn't that, especially back then in her time when she came out, wasn't that the heart, you know, that was the thing to do?
Because
it was a male-dominated thing.
Have y'all been watching The Rap Game with,
I can't.
Oh, my God. The Brat.
With Jermaine.
It's the size of a house.
Yeah, but
I don't know. I don't understand what happened. I don't understand.
Yes, but the Brat has softened up a whole lot.
Yeah, she showed it. She's soft, all right.
Now, that's Charmin Lisa's sister, right?
The Michelin tie.
That's Lisa Ray's sister.
Yeah, mm-hmm. The Michelin tire of guys. She's soft, all right.
I won't let you do it. I will not let you talk about the Brat.
She came through the door because she was coming to mentor one of the kids.
I won't let you do it.
I had to pause. I had to rewind my TV back. I said, what is going on with them hot pots? Like, what happened?
Yeah.
I don't understand.
All them chitlins and hog mog and all
that. She still got the
stuff
same
happening.
Face, but she just got the Michelin tire guy under her neck.
I don't get it.
That's terrible.
It is.
Maybe she's not, she's not trying to be in the spotlight. She don't care
anymore. No, but she's in the spotlight.
She is in the spotlight. Isn't she one of the people that
rap game ain't no popular show.
She's on the radio show.
She does have a radio show.
Yeah, but
radio.
What's his name?
And Ricky Smiley.
Ricky Smiley.
Mm. Yeah, but then she was on this TV thing when Trump got elected. She was one of the people,
the brat?
Yeah, it was the brat and two men.
Oh, no, I didn't see that.
I mean, they were talking about how people that we didn't vote, everybody didn't vote and stuff. Uh-huh.
Well, she looked like a snowman now.
The abominable snowman.
I was very disappointed.
Steve Harvey will host the Miss Universe pageant again this year. Although I hope we don't have a repeat of last year when he read the wrong name out and crowned the wrong lady and then had to take the crown back.
I'd be like,
I mean, she out there and crying, and they say,
come here.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Pardon me, ma'am. Pardon me.
Yeah, but she got some good money from him about that, too.
What would he need to pay her for?
Embarrassment. Humiliation.
Steve Harvey didn't pay her no money.
Somebody paid her something.
I didn't hear that she got paid.
Yeah, she got some money.
She went into distress after the whole thing.
But can you imagine the embarrassment?
Exactly. I'd have sued the TV people.
Well, he's not good at names.
Read the teleprompter, please.
Yeah, but look at Family Feud. He calls those people some of everything.
Well, he do that to be funny. That's part of the. But listen, it ain't the fact that you read the wrong name. You crown me. You think you gonna pay me to get this crown back? You think you'll get this crown back? $50,000. You want a crown back?
I think she was paid some money, though.
She might have been.
They talked about her.
She deserves to be, compensated.
And then plus he had her on his show too.
Well, good.
I'd have been like, my man left everybody.
Good.
You messed up a happy home. He didn't want to be seen with me. You go pay me.
So I was watching the Ellen Show last week, and Katie Couric was one of the guests. And she's got a new special coming out about transgender children and where it comes from. And, she's going to talk to the parents of transgender children. And one couple she talked to said that they gave their little boy a birthday party, his fourth birthday. And, blue, because, he's a little boy. They got little boy themes around. Said he turned to his mother and said, "Mommy, in my heart and in my head, I'm a girl." And the parents, mother and father, proceeds to go out and buy the little boy all girl clothes and basically started treating the little boy like he was a girl. Hmm. At four now, the mama was doing most of the talking. The dad didn't say too much. He just kind of, sat there and looked at the mom, like she was talking. But what do you guys think about that? About being so young? Here's what I say. 4 years old, I don't think they know what they want at 4 years old. I think what should have happened, they should have kept that little boy as a boy. And then when he got 18 or older, if you now decide that you want to be transgendered or a woman, well, now you are old enough to understand and you can go do your own thing. That's what I say.
That's right. When you're old enough to buy your own clothes, because I'm not going to sponsor what's in your heart and head, because that's
not
what you feel
four,
like.
Not at 4 years old. And the parents was like, yeah, but we just didn't want to make him feel, like he was different, or like he was like something was wrong with him. Wanted to promote his,
Haven't you heard people, men and women, older people said, "I knew I was gay," or whatever, when I was about 4 or 5.
I get that. But here's the thing. They didn't know it was gay. They knew they were different. Mm-hmm. But they didn't know that it was called being, gay.
Right.
Because at 5 years old, what do you know? Which is why I say at 4 years old,
You still wondering why you got that
exactly.
And she got that.
I just felt that 4 years old is a bit too soon to be. I'm not saying treat them different, but I'm saying, look, I hear what you're saying, but you're going to be a boy until you get 18 and you can go pay for whatever it is that you want to pay for.
Well, he could have been a very mature four-year-old.
He's a four-year-old. I mean, he was a regular four-year-old little child. And the little boy looked just like a little girl. They don't grow the hair, both barrettes and bows in the hair. I mean, if you look at the little boy, you wouldn't know that it was a little boy.
What you call those people that look like they can be both?
Well, they call androgynous. Mm. When they have that androgynous look, they could go for, and I've seen a lot of androgynous looking people.
Me too.
But yeah, so, I mean, do you think, like, how do you think the parents should have handled it? I just don't think they did the right thing with, and it's not my call, but I'm just saying if you're asking me.
Well, if it was me, I don't think I would have dressed him like a little girl. I would have listened to him, what he was saying, and probably would have, kept talking to him, dealing with him. If he started acting like he was a little girl or whatever, I could have dealt with that. But as far as going out, just because you said that you feel in your heart and stuff. But if you say that and that's what you feel, that's what you feel. But I'm not going to buy you little dresses and stuff. I mean, you can still wear little jeans and little, little stuff like that.
Yeah.
So I don't think I would have pointed him out like that.
Promoted it.
Yeah, I don't think I would have done that.
Yeah, I know. I would have pushed
it aside every time he said, well, I feel like I'm a little girl or whatever, or a girl. I don't think I just would have pushed it aside.
See, I think
but
he
I
heard that.
Dressed him.
You know what I'm saying? I think he heard
I
that.
I mean, even if he didn't, I wouldn't have went about it that way at that young of an age.
Yeah.
Remember the Samsung Galaxy Note that was blowing up in people's day?
Yeah.
Samsung did they did like a lot of testing on it and found out it was the battery. Uh-huh. And not the phone itself. They didn't know.
Well,
they
knew it was battery.
Well, they're saying that they didn't really know for sure. But now they put out a report last week and said it is definitely the battery. Because they didn't know, where is it, the phone? Is it just the battery? What was it? Well, it's the battery. Mm-hmm. And so now they've corrected it. And now, people are, I guess, they're putting the Galaxy 7 back on the market.
I might give you one. What did it?
I sure might.
Gonna blow up.
I might get me one.
You got some insurance.
Much
y'all
we
know.
Go out and eat, you let me know when you got it in your pocket.
Y'all know y'all want it. Well, see, I don't charge my phone overnight. I've never charged my phone overnight.
I have.
You're not supposed to leave it in there overnight.
Yeah, I know that, but I've always, overnight is when I do it.
That's time when you ain't on it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, thank you two for coming. That's all the time that we have for today. Mm-hmm. We thank you guys for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye for now. Said your name.